A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 7th of December, 2014. It was on this day, 1941, Japanese planes attacked the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor, an attack in which 2,300 Americans died. When the United States finally joined World War II, which had been going on for more than 2 years. It was on this day, 1972, astronauts on the Apollo 17 spacecraft took a photograph of Earth, a photograph that became very famous, came to be known as the Blue Marble, a picture of Earth, really the first clear image of the Earth because the sun was at the astronauts' back. They were about 28,000 miles away. The picture became a symbol of the environmental movement of the 1970s. It was the last time that astronauts were on a lunar mission. Since then, no people have gotten far enough away from Earth to take a photograph like it. It's the birthday of the novelist Susan Minot, Boston, 1956. One of seven children grew up in a town on the Massachusetts coast. 1986, she published a book, Monkeys, a book of connected stories drawing heavily on her own life, the story of a family of seven children raised in an upper-class New England family with an alcoholic father and a warm Irish Catholic mother who dies in a car crash. Susan Minot said, "The word dysfunction has, I think, served its purpose and now has lost its meaning. Every family, like every person, is imperfect, after all. The idea that there is a family somewhere who functions is an odd concept. In my youth, I was running from my family to try to find out who I was. Their influence distracted me. Now I see what a powerful hold they have, no matter what." It's the birthday of Willa Cather, born near Winchester, Virginia, 1873. Family moved to Nebraska when she was 9 years old, lived in the town of Red Cloud among lots of immigrants. It was a railroad hub. She cut her hair short. She dressed in boys' clothing, shocked people, was very smart, went off to the University of Nebraska to become a doctor. And then she wrote an essay on Thomas Carlyle and changed her mind, decided to be a writer. Wrote for the Nebraska State Journal, went off to New York, worked for McClure's magazine, and in 1913 she wrote her novel, O Pioneers, all about Nebraska, followed by The Song of the Lark, My Antonia. And it's the birthday of the father of modern linguistics, Noam Chomsky, born in Philadelphia, 1928. His father, a Ukrainian immigrant and a famous Hebrew scholar. Chomsky went to college, got interested in linguistics, and disagreed with the accepted idea that children learn language through practice and habit. He said that language is instinctive in human beings. Fish swim, birds fly, and people talk. Noam Chomsky said, "Either you repeat the same conventional doctrines everybody is saying, or else you say something true and it will sound like it's from Neptune." Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, At the Beginning of Winter. In the shallows of the river, after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, ice still an eighth of an inch thick, night never disappears completely, but moves among the shadows on the bank like a glimpse of fur. Meanwhile, trees, grass, flies, and spider webs appear alone in the flat air. The naked aspens stand like children waiting to be baptized, and the goldenrod, too, is stripped down to its bare stalk in the cold. Even my thoughts have lost their foliage. Tom Hennen's poem, At the Beginning of Winter, from Looking into the Weather, published by Westerheim Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.